The Unstoppable Way Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
They were about to stone her because she was caught in adultery. Thank you. But they attacked the woman, but not the man. And the discriminatory stuff that goes on still exists today, because that's so many people don't even like for Sister Cotton to stand in the pulpit. Why? It's called discrimination. I'm reminded how Jesus went out of his way, Sister Cotton, and sat at a well and waited for a woman to come that was a Samaritan, because Samaritan and Jews didn't get along because they were different. Discrimination, Mike. Jesus broke down the discrimination barrier because he knew that was a generation coming that see things a little bit different. So he said, I'm going to set the example how each and every one of us should live and how each and every one of us should treat one another. That shouldn't be a reason why she can't sit in the pulpit. That's why we now have a stage. Then if that's the case, then none of you should be up here. Because of tradition. Jesus went to where the people's needs were, and when we start learning that we should go where the need is, regardless of where it is, then everything will be exactly the way Jesus described it and performed it. Tradition sometimes will take you into a place that you shouldn't be. My brothers and sisters, when we think about what the Lord is doing, we see how Jesus moved on behalf of his people. We think about how Jesus said to Peter, if you believe, there it is. It's a conjunction there. And whenever you read scripture, always look at the word and not just what it's overshadowing says. He told Peter, if you believe it, come to me on water. The question is, what is it that we believe Jesus has told us? If we believe, we can move things, mountains, out of the way. The disciples, we're told, were troubled by what Jesus was saying, but Jesus assured them that he will not leave them, nor would he forsake them. Jesus let them know that how the Holy Spirit will come to them and remain with them forever. See, when you're in the midst of your battle, don't think you're by yourself. Because this battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. And so, the Holy Spirit will come and remain with them forever. They had to be reminded that not only was Jesus God manifested in flesh, but he is also the second person in the Trinity, which includes the Holy Spirit. He is Father, he is Son, he is Holy Spirit. My brothers and sisters, Jesus said the Spirit will also teach and remain and remind them of what Jesus has said. We're reminded every day when we read our Bible what Jesus said. We're reminded how we are to live. We're reminded how we're to treat one another. We are reminded how we are to act and react to difficult situations, for we're living in unusual days and unusual times. Yes, sir. And because we're living in unusual days and unusual time, the Lord is simply drawing people that are his. Out of all of the people in the world, he know who love him. There are a lot of times we say, Lord, we love you, but it's lip service. Mm. But to love the Lord is to acknowledge who he is and embrace your neighbor as yourself. And yeah, has there ever been a time when you saw a need and you did not answer to that need? Jesus is reminding us that he is a way maker. Yes. He has reminded us that he is the lily of the valley.
Yes.
He has reminded us that he's a bright and morning star.
Yes.
He is a doctor who never lost a case.
Yeah.
And we need to be reminded that all of the things that we have in life, he gave it to us.
Yes, sir.
He is our rest. He is our resources, and he is our restoration. He is our rest when he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now, that ain't about laying down, going to sleep. That's about helping and working to help someone. I felt bad the other day there because there was a lady, it was a Christian group outside of Walmart, I mean, Aberson. She was selling something, and for the first time, I had to tell them, I said, I can't give you anything because I'm not carrying a lot of cash now.
Right.
I can get you in trouble sometime. Sister Mathis and I was in a convention in Marksville, and they was getting ready to have dinner, and they said, oh, it's going to cost you $16, and we couldn't find $16 in our pocket. We're living in a day and time when technology has taken over where we don't even use cash hardly anymore.
Right.
You flip that card out, you punch, and if the system ever fails, woe be unto us. It's coming, though. It's coming. I'm reminded the Bible says in the last day, you'll neither buy or sell unless you take up.
Come on.
But to those that are his, the same way maker will provide a way for you. He is our rest. He is our resource. The 24th division of Psalms says that there is the Lord's. He owns the silver as well as the gold. If the earth is the Lord, if he made it and he created it, then why cannot he support it and fund it? When we think about what God can do, he can take a little bit and stretch it and make a lot. My brothers and sisters, he is also our restoration. He recreated us. He recreated us in the spiritual sense. I'm still in the physical sense, but there's a recreation. How? Create within me a clean heart. And then renew the right spirit. In. That's some bad spirit still floating around in folks.
That's true.
But if the Lord has created within you a clean heart, and if the Lord is renewing within you something so different from the way you used to be, then you know what the Lord is up to. There is a transformation that is taking place in the life of believers because that transformation is getting us all ready for an eternal destiny that does not look anything like what we are experiencing here. And when he create within us a clean heart and renew us, that renewing is a continuous process because you can renew me today, but I can get mad tomorrow. And if you punch my button long enough, I will let you know it.
Come on now.
And you will too because we're human.
Yes.
Those are natural instincts. But the Lord said this is a renewing process. And it's renewed every day. The power of the Holy Spirit is renewing stuff in us because the way we are, we want to go back into that old lifestyle and cuss, fuss, and fight. And some of us are still doing it. Am I in your neighborhood? A promise was made by Jesus when he said, but ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And he said, ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and until the uttermost part of the earth. Why Samaria? Is it not true that Samaritans were half Jewish? Was it not true that the Samaritans were hated by the Jews? Then why did Jesus said, why did he include Samaria? He included because he knew there was some discrimination that was going to take place. People were different, and because they were different, Jesus said, and you shall be witnesses. And he's telling his disciple, stop discriminating against people who don't look like you. And you shall be witnesses both unto me and in Jerusalem. What was Jerusalem? Jerusalem was his people. That was his homeboys. And in all Judea. Isn't it amazing how he's the lion of the tribe of Judah? Isn't he one who came and showed us the way how we should live and how we are to act and react to one another in spite of the fact that we sometimes don't act and react the way we should? He said, but you shall receive power. What is this power, Brother Shepherd, that Jesus is offering? I'm glad you asked. For there are all types of power in the world, of social power, economic power, political power, monetary power. And one of the things that get us in trouble is the monetary power, because the love of money is the
root of all evil.
Not money, but the love of it. Because there are some people that love it so much that they will kill for it. There are some people that will do, they will die for it. But he said the love of money is the root. There's roots go deep. It goes deep. And so if you love something so much that runs deep, that means he's secondary in your life. Jesus was never concerned about earthly power, for he has the power to control everything. The stars in the sky, the moon, the wind, and the rain, all is in his hand. Jesus can speak and all things will happen, or he can speak things into existence by just saying, let there be. Jesus was never concerned about earthly powers or earthly things. Jesus was concerned about spiritual things and saving power. Why? Because God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. For Jesus came to seek and to save those that were lost. And that was the power that was demonstrated throughout his entire life, to seek and to save those that were lost. Even before we got here, he was saving us from ourselves. So when Jesus said, but you shall receive power, that word in the original Greek is dunamis. It is where we get the word that is translated, or the translated word dynamite. Dunamis. Dynamite is a translated word, and dynamite is explosive. So God's word, Brother Shepherd, when preached, is explosive. It explodes, it goes out and spread things. So now we know why we as pastors are commissioned to go out and go after the lost, because when we preach the word, it explodes and it goes out. And it touches the life of those who will hear. Let him who have an ear, let him hear. Yeah. Those that will hear God's word, sound dissertations of God's word, sound biblical translation of the original Greek and Hebrew,